Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, tell us more about this report.
Okay, first off, you got to answer a question for me. Who was more interested in this story, you or Jeff?
I
think we're equally interested. Why do you ask?
Because it's just a fascinating one that to look at. The idea that there's something about the word billionaire that just sets people off. I mean, or up. It's very, very tantalizing. There was a time when millionaire or multimillionaire used to be the expressions, or mega millionaire. But now we've gone to the B word all the time. And in San Francisco, we have 75 of the Bs flying around. Not bad for a 48-square-mile city, but yes, 75 billionaires in San Francisco. If you look at that puts us, I think, at about number six. That puts us number one for cities. And if you look at the Bay Area as a region, we're way up there as well. So when it comes to billionaires from tech stocks, most of them, we are not only leading the country, we are leading the world.
It's a pretty staggering figure when you think about it, Phil. I mean, 75, we know about the big names, Mark Zuckerberg, the Oracle founders. Who else comes to mind right off the
Larry
top?
Larry Ellison, Mark Benioff, Larry Page.
75. Who are the rest of these people?
Well, a lot of them are young and up-and-comers, and a lot of the reasons why we are maybe know them or don't know them is because they're a lot of the people you're talking about, you know, because of the product. In other words, you know Zuckerberg because of Facebook. It's not, and you know about Benioff because of Salesforce, and you know possibly about Larry Page and Sergey Brin because of Google. But you know these are a host of other things out there, the Uber people, the Airbnb people, that are sort of floating under the radar. They don't have that big a name, but they are going to be going public in the next couple of months or in the year or so, and they're expected to bring in that major money as well. But also on these lists, and it's sort of a picking point of mine that a lot of this is based on what they call perceived valued or what the stock or the company has been valued at, as opposed to how much it really has. And you know, there was Elizabeth, what was her name, Holmes, that Theranos. You know, she was pegged at $4.5 billion as the sort of valued price of that company that was testing for blood, and it blew up, and it's not worth anything now. So some of this is on this sort of bubble ride about how much is something really worth and how much you're worth on paper. But that said, having a B by your name on paper is pretty impressive.
In the past decade, I guess San Francisco has seen a very impressive jump in its billionaire population, but 2018 was a little less impressive.
Yeah, I guess we're starting to feel our age or something, or the mines are getting a little thin. You know, San Francisco was built on boom bust and the gold rush, and it's been an expensive city off and on in its past. It went through a period where it was very affordable, and now it's going through. Now, up again. And if there's anything to take away with this, if you've got 75 billionaires in San Francisco, and even more in the Bay Area, you have a heck of a lot more millionaires in the Bay Area. And if, in fact, if you own your own home in the Bay Area, chances are you're a millionaire, so I feel pretty good about you that way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.